Blog Talk Radio.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
What?
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How is everyone doing tonight? Last night was an interesting show. We were talking about how Kim Davis was arrested and jailed because she stood for God against gay marriage. And she was arrested, held in contempt of court, but today she is free because a rally was put together, and all the Christians and all the people who want to stand against this perverted, disgusting lifestyle stood up in front of the jail and the courthouse and protested. I invited several homosexuals and supporters of the homosexual community on the show last night via the internet, and they failed to call in or email me with any type of response after I invited them. It only makes me believe that they're either cowards, like most of us think gay people are, or they were fake provocateurs, agitators on the internet, trying to stir up some sort of nonsense or civil unrest within our communities. Hey, look, you wanna putt from the rough and be a queer and lay with a man and smell a man and at night together in bed. Do whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own home. I don't care what you do. All right? Doesn't mean you're going to make me support it. And I'm not going to work for you. I'm not going to invite you into my home and break bread with you. And the government, sure as hell, is not going to tell me that I have to obey any type of unconstitutional laws to support gay marriage or any other type of marriage. You want to marry your dog? Go right ahead. I don't care. You want to marry a horse? Go right ahead. I don't care. But if you affect my life and my lifestyle and my family and friends, then you know what? We got a problem. And that's exactly what this woman, Kim Davis, did in Kentucky. She said, no, I'm a clerk at this courthouse, and I'm not issuing you a gay marriage license. You want to get married? Go someplace else. Go stand behind a building and marry and kiss, swap, spit, whatever the hell you're going to do, you queers practice. That's what she said. Because you want to know why? She believed in God. Because the Bible says very clearly that homosexuality is condemned. You don't believe me? Look up these verses. Leviticus 18:22. Leviticus 20:13. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Look them up. States very clearly, homosexuality is an abomination in the Lord's eyes and is worthy of death. It is detestable in the Lord's eyes. Obviously, we all know and heard of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those two cities really did exist. They were burned down. They were destroyed. Fire and brimstone. It's a true story. They are still in existence today. Destroyed. Nothing's there. But those of you watching MTV, posting selfies up on Facebook every day, not knowing what the hell's going on in the world, wouldn't know that, would you? If any of you want to call in tonight and you got something to talk about, hey, even if you're a homosexual supporter, I don't care. You can call in and speak your mind, discriminate against you. Everyone has a right to say what they want. But like I said, you're not going to force me to believe a certain way. You can call in. Phone number 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I will connect you no matter what your opinion is. And I don't screen callers. You're more than welcome to participate. Like I said, you could do whatever the hell you want in the privacy of your own home. But don't force me to believe it. But Kim Davis is free. And why not, since we talked about her? Hey, let's give her the floor tonight, right? Why not? Here's Kim Davis' speech right here. We're going to put it on live.
But I thought before we left today, maybe you would like to personally express your thanks to the person who had the courage to cause a lot of people to start standing up. A person whose courage exceeds that of 99 9/10% of the politicians of this country, and sadly, that exceeds a bunch of even the pastors of this country. But I believe that her act is going to wake up the politicians, the pastors, and the people. Would you please help me welcome to the stage, Kim Davis.
Thank you all so much. I love you all so much. I just want to give God the glory. His people have rallied, and you are a strong people. We serve a living God who knows exactly where each and every one of us is at. Just keep on pressing. Don't let down. Because he is here. And he's worthy. He's worthy. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
That was quite a crowd there at that rally, huh? And she didn't give any self-proclaimed speeches or talk about herself. She just said thank you very much for everyone that supported her. And she gave glory to God. How many of you do that each and every day for what you have or where you're going? If you don't believe in God, then I understand, you know. Hey, that's your problem. Like I said, it's common sense. If I'm wrong and there is no God, guess what? I got nothing to lose when I die, right? Nothing. But if I'm right and there is a God, guess what? You're in big trouble. Big trouble. The day you're lying on your deathbed, you're in big trouble. Because eternity is a hell of a long time than 80, 90, 60, 50 years on earth. Eternity is a hell of a long time. Because if I'm right, that's what you will spend in hell, eternity. People say hell is on earth right now. No, we're not close yet. We're almost there. But if you want to chip in tonight, like I said, or call in, or you want to press 1 and be heard, the phone number is 657-383-0616. You're more than welcome to call in and have your say or talk about whatever is on your mind or whatever you feel is important to you. You're more than happy to do that. And like I said, you don't have to talk about the Kim Davis story. You can talk about whatever you want. However, I just felt that this story needed to take a little precedent, you know. And notice those of you out there, for instance, like we got a couple new callers in last night. I got John Mora from Wallingford, Connecticut. He called in last night, and he emailed me today. I hope he's listening, and he calls in tonight and offers his support again, and he said he was going to have a few friends of his listening tonight. So I hope that's true also, because this show is expanding, and we are reaching more and more people. It's just those agitators. You see, what I got to do is I got to stop reaching out to these agitators and these provocateurs that are not real, like someone told me today. I was probably talking to a computer that was giving me fake responses, because how could these people actually be real? If you really believe in something, and I'm giving you an internet radio station to call in on at a certain time during the day, unless you're at work or you're doing something that's got your hands tied and you can't, why wouldn't you call in and speak your mind? Why wouldn't you voice your opinion about these particular subjects? Because you're not real, folks. That's what a lot of people don't understand this. They don't understand the internet. They don't understand all the scams that are going on. Yeah, I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks. Yay! I'm going to the concert tonight. Yay! Meanwhile, they're breaking into your house because everyone's watching Facebook, including the government. Okay? Don't be a jackass. Instead of posting pictures of yourself on Facebook, start paying attention, looking around what's going on in your community, because you need to wake up, because there's bad things coming. And we just saw what happened to this woman in Kentucky, who stood against gay marriage. Would you have ever had to face this type of atrocity or being arrested 30 years ago or even 10 years ago or even 5 years ago? No. But today, you will be arrested. You will support gay marriage. You will. This woman is lucky because people rallied behind her. What happens when people don't rally behind you and you are arrested? And you're sitting in jail because you called a queer, or you may have offended somebody, or you may have said something along the lines of hate speech that offended someone. Because we all know that white people in this society today are shunned. And you can call me a racist, bigot, whatever you want, I don't care. Doesn't bother me one bit. I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by, okay? Doesn't bother me because I'm going to speak my mind. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of anybody. And that's the way it is. We need to stand up as Christians, as Bible-believing Christians, as human beings against evil, tyranny, and government corruption, and our corrupt friends and lying friends, even family. because we live in perilous times today where things are getting so twisted that the good people out there every single day cannot make a living or do anything to progress or to promote themselves or to help their families because everything is so damn twisted. There's so many scams going on out there. There's so much nonsense. It's our policy, sir. How many times have I heard that in my last couple of years here in Greensboro, North Carolina? It's policy, sir. You have a good day. They don't care about you. Walmart don't care about you. Home Depot don't care about you. And it's our own damn fault because those little hardware shops and those little mom-and-pop stores around the corner that used to care about their customers are gone. Because instead, we want to go shop at Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's, these big corporations that are ripping us off blind, and they don't give a damn about you. Go out and complain at the courtesy desk. They'll tell you, hey, who cares? There's another sucker walking in right after you. That's what I had a store manager tell me one time. We had a very in-depth conversation. He says, look, you want the wood or not? You know, if you don't, get out. You don't care. You know, what's he care about me and my $100 or my $50, whatever I was spending that day? He don't give a damn about me. Problem. And today in America, how many friends do you have out there that would give the shirt off their back to you if you were in a time of need? Can you count them? Somebody once told me, yeah, I can count them. He held up all five fingers, and he said, this is how many people will help me. He held up all five fingers, and then he subtracted four of them, except the middle finger. And we know what the middle finger stands for, and this is what he said. That friend will do just this to you when you're in the most need of his help. Okay? I'm not going to swear on air because I don't want to get in trouble. But that's what that friend will do to you. Yeah, you could say, oh, you're negative, blah, blah, blah. Hey, listen, facts are facts. Opinions are opinions. We all know we live in very perilous times today, just as the Bible prophesies. You can't even answer your damn phone anymore without trying to be targeted or scammed with these telemarketers and scams. You can't even walk into the store. Hey, sir, sir, free cell phones right here at the desk. Free, free. I even got conned on a radio station. And I'm going to admit it. I got tricked and duped. I called into a radio show a couple weeks ago and was told, because I was the seventh caller, I was going to have a free air conditioning cleaning and rejuvenation. I forgot what they called it. You know, there's some fancy word. And all I know is I was a seventh caller. And this Custom Air, that's the name of the company, folks, Custom Air. Give them a call. Let them know I was talking about them tonight. They're scum. Okay? Their company sucks. They lie. Because they told me they were coming out to my house to fix my air conditioning system free of charge because I was a seventh caller on 94.5 FM. In Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, guess what? The appointment was made, and they called me up while I was sitting in the dentist chair a couple weeks ago, getting 8 teeth filled. Sir, are you ready to have your air conditioning unit restored? I said, what are you talking about? The appointment's for Thursday. Oh, no, we got you down for Tuesday. I'm not senile yet, okay? I know you told me between 3 and 5 on Thursday. Oh, we don't do 3 and 5 appointments. Okay, when do you want to come out then, bitch? Okay, well, anyway, we're going to come out on Wednesday now. Now they're going to come out on Wednesday between 1 and 5. They don't do 3 and 5, they do between 1 and 5. Custom Air, that's the name of the company, folks. True story, not lying, so you can't sue me for slander. True story, because I told a couple family members about it too when I won the so-called prize to get screwed over and waste my time sitting at home waiting for these people. Between 1 and 5, well, 4:55 comes along on that day. Here's the guy. This is Custom Air, such and such, blah, blah, blah. His phone's breaking up. Can't hear him. Can't hear a damn word he's saying. You know, you gotta call the office. I can't find you. Oh, I'm on a little private home. Can't hear a word he's saying. I come running out my front door. I don't see any van on Willow Pat Road. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway, I call the office, answering service, message, voicemail. So I just gave up. The end of it. Now I'm here talking about them tonight. Custom Air, you're a scam. You're a scam, and you're one of the reasons why this country is falling apart today. And I'm going to post you all over the internet every chance I get, and I hope you shut down, and I hope you have to lay off every employee you have, especially the one that called me and said he couldn't find my house. How do you like that? Anyway, phone numbers 657-383-0616. Press 1 if you want to get through. I got somebody already who wants to get on. I'll go ahead and start taking calls right now. So if you want to come on, you want to support the show, you want to give a shout-out to your friends, or if you just got something to say, that's fine. 657-383-0616. I'm sorry. 657-383-0616. Press 1. I will put you through live. I got the first one right now. Trying to connect them. Here he goes. Hello. Go ahead. You're on. Hello. Wisconsin. Are you on?
Oh, yeah. Hi,
hello.
Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear
me? How you doing? I can hear you.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, I would like to first say that that Kim Davis, if we had more Americans like her, we wouldn't be in the problem that we're in today.
You're right.
And I'd also like to commend Governor Huckabee for coming down there, and basically he bailed her out. He paid the fine. And, you know, he didn't have to do that. I know you might say, well, he's doing it because he's, you know, political this and everything else, but he's a very religious man, and I understand why he did it. Okay? That other guy, Cruz, he was doing it for, you know, attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you've always supported Huck. And, Mike, you've always supported Huckabee because I know you've talked about him on previous shows.
Yes, I think he's a very moral man. I think he tries to live by, you know, basically the Bible, and you know, he tries to do the right thing. He's not gonna bend his ways because you want him to. You know, he's that kind of a man, and I support that in a person, especially somebody in politics. You know, that if more politicians were like him, we'd have a great country.
But, no,
you know, we don't have enough Kim Davises in the world. We need one on every street corner. You know, we need one in every PTA meeting. You know, we need one in every town hall. Clerk's office.
No, you're right. And there's young people out there, Mike, that are listening tonight. I know that for a fact. There's a younger generation crowd that's listening. And you know something? They need role models, and they don't need Michael Jordan. They don't need Tom Brady. They don't need
Taylor Swift.
You know, yeah. You know, they need real Americans, just like Kim Davis or George Washington. Well, George Washington is one of the founding fathers, and they need, you know, like Kim Davis is a good role model. You know what she did, Mike? She went to jail for what she believed in. Hey. Didn't Martin Luther King go to jail for what he believed in? Well, hey, I don't disagree. He was a hero in the minority community. He was a civil rights leader. He went to jail for what he believed in. So why shouldn't this woman be hailed as the same way, right?
Well, like, Mandela? He was in jail for decades, I believe. And, you know, it's when you stand up for something like that, you know, you got to – I don't know. You just got a feel for the person, you know. Nowadays people roll over and play dead real fast, you know.
Yeah, true.
They got a big mouth until all of a sudden, you know, you step out of your car.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's real easy to be, you know, swearing at somebody and flipping them this and that and everything else, but you know, you go to back it up, and, you know, the majority of them to turn into mush. We don't need mush people in our country. We need strong people. We need people, you know, that are going to stick up for our country, stick up for the Constitution, stick up for what's right. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't think the Constitution's right, but you know what? It's kept us going over 100 years, going on 200.
No, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Oh. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But go ahead. No, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's just I'm listening to callers. There's a couple other people that want to chime in. But go ahead. No, it's your turn right now, and go right ahead.
And you know, I'm just saying. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not just the older generation, but you know, everybody's like, you know, oh, don't worry about it. That's not my fight. That's not my. You know, I got. You know, somebody in office that's going to stick up for me. Well, if you believe that, I'll sell you a bridge. I mean, you know, it's just these people.
No, you're right,
you
Mike.
Know, they,
no, we need strong people. You're right, Mike. You're right.
They said on television today that a bunch of Republicans decided not to go against this Iran deal. So now it's going to be a sure thing. You know, if I find out any of those Republicans are from Wisconsin, they're going to be getting emails and a phone call. You know, I mean, you know, well, what the heck's wrong with the Republicans? This is why we need a new batch in there. We need ones that are going to do the job, not just go for the money.
Well, like a couple callers have said, Mike, presidents are not elected; they're selected. And it doesn't,
yeah,
you know, when we get someone in there that's going to be really good. Reagan was pretty good. You're right. But when we get someone in there that's going to be pretty good, no matter who it is, things are still going to be the same. Yeah, it may be a little bit better at a certain time, but you know what? The bottom line of it is, Mike, he who controls the money, you know, like what did I say the other night? Nathan Rothschild. He says, give me control of a nation's currency, and I care not who writes the laws. Right now, we have the Federal Reserve System that controls our money. And what do all people need today? Young, old, middle, whatever. We need money to survive, and we need jobs. And the Federal Reserve System controls this country. The government has nothing to do with the Federal Reserve. They're a private entity. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the president does, because the lobbyists are owned and bought by money, and the money comes from the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve, until we get rid of that and return sound money, honest money, then we can start at the beginning. So, you know, we need to have real money, gold and silver, as legal tender like the Constitution says. And, I mean, it doesn't mean we have to have gold and silver. We can have something else, but it has to be backed by gold and silver. And if we can have a good, sound currency again in this country, we can restore and have good jobs. There's people out there who are not going to go to work at McDonald's. I don't blame them. I wouldn't either, no matter, even if I was starving to death. I don't want to go work for $7.50 an hour where I'm bringing home a paycheck of $124. You know, and it costs me $80 to get to work every day. It's not worth it, man. It's not. You know, I see the point of a lot of people who do things like that. However, at the same time, I don't, because I would get two or three jobs to make myself do the right thing. But at the same time, it's very discouraging to the average person out there or younger person, because they don't want to go to work. They really do want to go to work, but they want to receive good money. You know, and the problem of it is they're not trained. They don't know anything. Our public schools are so damn corrupt. They're teaching our children a bunch of bullshit. And the problem of it is it's too expensive to send kids to a private school. And then when they go to college for 8 years, and they get out, there's no jobs. So what the hell is the point of going to college for 8 years? We're just in a big freaking mess. That's the problem. And how are we going to straighten it out? I don't know. But meanwhile, we're distracted with issues, which this is a very important issue. But meanwhile, our governments and our people are distracted with arresting a woman and putting her in a jail cell where someone who raped and murdered or beat up an old woman or robbed an old woman or broke into someone's house should be having that bed instead of a woman who believes in the King James Bible. Right?
I agree.
You know? And until we find some answers and we wake up, then we're in big trouble. And I got someone right now that wants to chime in. I got a new number here. This is Wallingford, Connecticut. Go ahead. This is John in Wallingford, Connecticut. Go ahead. Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Well, John, you heard what we were talking about tonight. I mean, I know you called in last night. I appreciate it. You're calling in again tonight. And, you know, and I know you emailed me, and you do support the show, and I appreciate that. But, you know, can you just tell people out there, like a lot of the supporters who call in every night, like, for instance, what's your current situation? Are you employed? Are you going to school? Just be honest with me and honest with everyone else. I mean, what's your goal? What's your what do you want for the future of your life? I mean, what are you planning? Or what do you think this country's headed for? I mean, what frustrations do you feel as a younger American today in Connecticut?
Well, I'm going to school, and, like, I'm going to the Army in, like, 2 years, something like that. And, like, I want my future to be, like, good. But, like, I don't know if, like, I could get a job, like, right now because, like, it's really hard to find a job. So, like, I'm just going to go to the Army because I know I could just get paid there and, like...
And learn a trade. And learn a trade. Is that what you're saying? Because right now, like you said, you have to wait it out until you're of age to get into the Army. And right now, you go fill out an application someplace for a part-time job. Nobody's going to hire you. And number two, they're garbage jobs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I mean, what do you do? Like, for instance, just so people understand, you being a younger American out there, what do you do in your spare time? What do you do?
I work out. I play some video games, and like sometimes in my spare time, like I'll just try to go and see if I could cut some people's lawns so I can make some money.
All right, so you're out there hustling. Okay, all right, that's what most. Hey, listen, folks, this is what most young Americans are doing out there. They're out there. Hey, can I mow your lawn? Can I shovel your sidewalk? You know, just for a few bucks to get by. Is that any type of future? No. You know, this poor kid, he's got to go into the Army. You know, I mean, I don't know what type of family you come from or you know, where you live or what type of setting you're in. But at the same time, you're just looking for answers. And there are none. You like you said, you're biding your time. I go work out at the gym. You know, I play some video games all day. You know, nothing. School ain't offering me shit. You know, I mean, so what else is there to do? You know, nothing. And you may be a good person because I could tell you're not a criminal. You're not out there just trying to scam people. What you just said makes sense. You're out there, hey, trying to earn an honest dollar just to get by for a couple weeks. You're not a criminal, but there are younger people out there who are in the same position as John who are like, screw this. You know what? They're going to break into your house. They're going to rob the stereo system out of your car. You know? They're going to rob the convenience store. I'm not saying you, John. I'm saying there's a lot of people in your situation that are, because I was in that situation when I was young. I knew a good upbringing. I grew up on a farm. I knew what time, I knew the right thing to do, but there was nobody out there. There's no jobs. There's nothing to do. You know, there's no factory jobs where I could start a career and make 30 bucks an hour. There's no real advanced type of promotional type of work out there where I can advance and be something good and prominent in society. Society keeps us down. And do you find that that is the problem, like, for instance, within your community? I mean, that your peers are keeping you down?
Well, I mean, yes and no. My peers, like, I actually don't really know, but...
No, I understand. It's probably a rough... yeah, I know. I don't mean to put you on the spot to answer questions about your peers, but I'm just talking about general. Like, for instance, say you go work out. all right, you go walk into a store or whatever, or, I mean, what? There are no type of advancement types of jobs out there that are within hand's reach for you. Is that what you're saying? There's nothing out there that's where that's going to make you good money so you could save up and buy a house and buy a car and start a family and start living the American dream, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing out there for you to do that. And, hey, listen, I know people are saying, well, you've got to go out and search for it, but that's not true. You know, it's hard in today's world. It's not like it was in the 1920s and 30s where you can open up a vegetable stand on the corner. Today, you'll need 9 permits, 3 licenses, and you need to get permission from the town hall before you can do that. It's not like it was in the 1930s and 40s, folks. You know, you can't even open up a lemonade stand without getting permission from the government today. So don't tell me this young man is making excuses. He's not. Because the young people of today have no chance. Yeah, he can go to McDonald's and work, like I said, for $7.50 an hour and work 40 hours a week to bring home a $190 paycheck. Okay? And it costs him $80 to get to work. What the hell has he got after that? You know? So, but anyway, John, thanks for calling in. Listen, you want to say hello to anybody? You want to say hi to your friends? I know you did email me about that. Hey, that's fine. You can do that. So it's on you, whatever you want to say.
Hi, I'd like to give a shout-out to Summer, Savannah Turgeon, Matt Raphael, and my teacher, Nelson, if he's listening to it, this show.
Hey, John, thanks. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for supporting the show. I need a lot of younger people like you to call in, because you know what, your voice is important, because hey, you're our future, man. You know, you're the future of society, and we need to hear what you have to say, and we as the older people in society need to guide you and uplift you and help you, because you know what, it sounds like you want to be helped and you want to learn, and there's other people that are younger in society who don't. They're just too screwed up in the head, too brainwashed, where they're so damn lost. The only thing you do is kick them in the ass and put them in a corner someplace. All right, hey, John, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I got a couple other callers on the line. I'm going to just scroll down the line here. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Thank you. I love you. Take care.
Take care.
All right, let's go. Let's see. Meriden, Connecticut. Hello. Go ahead. You're on.
Hi, of course it's Meriden. It's Joe. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right.
Good. And John. John's taking the right approach. He's young. He's inexperienced, but he's 16. And he's sitting home and he's calling in, listening to this show. You know what? He's on the right path anyway, because other kids of his age are probably out breaking into cars or doing worse probably. So he's got the right path and he's got a good head on his shoulders. And as long as he keeps down the same road, he'll definitely make something out of his life, whatever he wants
to
do.
That's good. Thanks.
Yep, because he mentioned, you know, mowing lawns and everything. Well, that's good. And remember, don't take advantage of the people you work for, because there are many people out there that would. They'll see something nice and new and nobody's looking. Well, that's mine. Take it. You know what? Then that person you're working for is never going to have anybody do it again, and there's another job gone. And whatever was stolen or taken or whatever, it's not going to make up for all the problems that it caused. But listen,
that's right.
About the clerk. Now, if more people were like her, that's all we need, and that would be the way to go. And Huckleberry, whatever his name is, that's good he did that. Well, I don't know. I don't follow him too close. That's good he did that. And like Mike said, he's probably doing it because he's a politician. But you know what? They got the money. More of them should get in there and do it. And I'm wondering right now if Huckleberry or whatever his name up, if he's going to stand up on a podium and say, this is the first round, Mr. Judge, but don't take your gloves off yet. Just like that street rat said there for Ferguson, you know, Mr.
Yeah.
Sharpton. Right, let's go out and start trouble. Let's see if Huckleberry is going to start burning down the jails and everything else because the judge did something wrong against them. Probably not.
Well, you know something, I want to ask you a question. You know, there was like this morning I was watching Fox and Friends. I usually don't watch TV in the morning, especially those news stations, because it's nothing but a puppet show. Like, they play the music, you can dance to it and everything. It's a big entertainment thing. But they were interviewing about this Kim Davis story, and one guy proposed a question. You know, Muslims in prison, just as an example, can have a religious exemption not to eat anywhere near prison guards during their prayer hours because, hey, they're Muslim and that's their thing. So, therefore, the courts have ruled in their favor and they get a religious exemption. They don't have to do what other inmates do at that time of the day. Well, what about Kim Davis? Why doesn't she get an exemption, a religious exemption? No, she gets arrested. Why? What's the difference here? Why? Because she's Christian? Is that what's
exactly
going on here? You know?
Exactly. Destroy the foundation. And Muslim women get to go to motor vehicle and keep their face covered. But when I go, I got to take off my glasses, take off my hat, take the hair out of my eyes and everything else. That's because it's me. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right. It's because she's Christian. That's why. You know, in the 2008 and 2009 economic downturn that we had a while back there, Bernanke, who was head of the Fed at that time, he made a suggestion how to cure everything. What he wanted to do, he said he was going to drive around in a helicopter and drop out $100 bills. So you see who's in charge of the money. Hey, that's what he said. So you see who's really in charge of the money.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. He did say that.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I remember
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're provocateurs. You know why they're not calling in? Because they're all out supporting their cause. They're far too busy to call in here. That's the problem. You know, or like you said, they're making plans for Friday night. That's more important. Or maybe that vacation in 2 months from now. That's what they're doing. They're planning that. That's it. Because most people spend more time planning their vacation than they do the rest of their lives. Honest to God.
That's true. That's
and those
true.
And those people that do go to school and make it to college, yep, they get those stupid loans that they have to pay back. I mean, student loans they got to pay back, and they're strapped for decades afterwards just to get out of the hole. And right, and lots of them do end up at McDonald's or even worse.
Well, that's why John's got the right approach, and just like Alex, my nephew. You know, they go into the military. Guess what? The Army pays for their school and their education, and they get a little bonus, a signing bonus to get in there. And, hey, you know, that's the start of their life, and it's the only foundation they have to go that way. And it's a shame that they have
exactly.
to put their life on the line to do this. Why can't every city and town in America have that same opportunity? They don't. It's a damn shame that John has to wait to go into the military before he can live the American dream. You know, it's a damn shame.
I think he could go in next year when he turns 17, as long as he's still in school, if he really wanted to go in. And as long as he can put up with the physical attributes and everything of the service and everything, and as long as he likes it and he stays in, he could really make something out of his life rather than staying around, you know, the Wallingford or Mariner, wherever he is, and not doing anything for 20 years, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
You never know what the future holds and everything. You know, he could wind up being a neurosurgeon if he doesn't go into service. You never know, but you know, you can't say that, you know.
No, I know.
You were talking about scams too. So if you give me a minute, I'd like to talk about a little scam, and then I'll turn the floor over to anybody else, if that's okay.
Yeah, because I got a couple other people on the line. But, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
This won't take but 30 seconds. You know, I had problems with my PayPal account and my credit card. Someone stole them and everything. And I've been going around and around in circles since August 18th, I believe, with the banks, with PayPal, with everything else. Well, It's pretty much straightened out, except there's still like $3,000 up in the air and everything. And I called PayPal the other morning and everything. Hi, this is Cheryl in PayPal. Can I help you? Yeah, I tell her my problem and everything. And can I have your name? Okay, and, you know, the last four digits, your social security number, okay, and your address, yes, and your oldest child, and 17 other questions. I'm sorry, that's not the name we have on your account, so I won't be able to help you today. Wait a minute. I've been doing this now for weeks. I've called in here a half a dozen times, and they've always been able to, yes, sir, but that's not the name I have on this account, so I can't help you. So you have, wait a minute. Sir, I can't help you. I'm going to have to, finally you had to yell at her to get a supervisor on the phone. And this is the way America goes.
Yeah. Policy. You know? What did I say in the beginning? It's our policy.
Exactly.
It's our policy.
It's not the name on the account. Well, it was the name on the account six times that I called so far in the past couple of weeks. It was okay. You know, well, you're going to have to. Oh, she said, I can email you instructions on how to change the name. I said, no, I don't want you to email me anything. Let me speak to your supervisor.
But the thing of it is, Joe, how we've gotten ourselves into this mess with these large corporations that could screw us, step on us, charge us whatever the hell they want for money, and like people like John out there, the younger people out there, the younger generation, they can't afford cable TV, they can't afford the cell phones, they can't afford this nonsense, because everyone has a monopoly on everything. What can we do to reverse these problems? Where do we start?
Well, we're going to have to start speaking up. That's what we're going to have to start doing. And for John, he's probably living on a budget of nothing. And for everyone else out there, here's the information. If you're doing business online and you're using PayPal and you're using your credit card, go to a different bank. Open up a different account. Keep whatever money in there you can afford to lose, $50, $100, $300. That's the card you use on PayPal. That's the card you use online. And when they steal it from you, when they steal it from you, because they will, you can just clap your hands together, call up the bank, say, send me the paperwork for fraud to fill out. Don't even leave your house. And by the way, make sure you include a self-addressed stamped envelope with that request, and I'll mail it right back to you, and you let them worry about it.
That's right. Because PayPal don't care about you, just like I said in the beginning. Home Depot don't care. When you walk into those places, but hey, listen, I know people. Listen, I still shop at Walmart, and I'm not going to lie to anybody here, and I can't stand it. You can ask my girlfriend. I can't stand it, you know. I can't stand Home Depot. I can't stand Lowe's. I wish I could go to a local lumber yard to get what I needed. But they don't have hardware. They don't have the tools. They just got lumber, you know. And I wish I could go to a hardware store to get all the little things. But there's nothing around anymore. And if there was, I got to pay triple the price. And some of us can't afford to do that. Some of us can bite the bullet and support our small business. But the thing of it is, we're in such a jam right now because of all the nonsense and bullshit, just like this Kim Davis story. We wasted 3 days now talking about the Holy Bible because a person believed that she did not want to support queers. Well, you know what? We all known that from the day we were growing up. When I was in high school, there weren't two little boys walking down the hall kissing each other. And if they did, they probably would have got their ass kicked. Okay?
That's
it didn't happen
probably
back
true.
Then.
That's
it didn't
true.
Happen. You know? And we didn't worry about those types of things when I was in high school, and middle school, and elementary school. We worried about other things. You know what? We were worrying about Russia during that time. I remember in the 1980s when I was going to Dag Hammarskjöld School in Wallingford, Connecticut, you know, we had a safe room we had to go to because we were worried about Russia nuclear bombing us. We had nuclear drills, you know, and
well,
that was
you know,
the big
well,
worry.
Russia's been a scare ever since the end of World War II. I went with my father to fallout shelters that people have built underneath the ground and everything, and they've had food. So we're talking the early 60s, very early 60s and everything, and nothing really happened. And so they've been a scare ever since then.
That's right. And so what do we get to the truth here? You know, it's good to take precautions, but you know what? What the hell is really going on? It's all propaganda. It's all bullcrap. You know, just like this Kim Davis story.
I said it before, watch TV, pay no attention to it. I know I say turn your TV off and turn your radio off, but I don't mean that literally. What I mean is take it take what you hear with a grain of salt, filter through the information and figure out what they're really saying, because we've said it on here before. They have shows on TV where they're standing on stage with blue or green backgrounds or blue screens, whatever it is, to make it appear as they're in Iraq or they're someplace else, because it's all a bunch of bull. It's about the ratings. It's about the stories. There's a little bit of truth in every lie.
That's right. All right, I got Reidsville, North Carolina. Go ahead,
okay.
I'm going to put her on right now. This is Bridget in Reidsville, North Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how are you tonight?
Hello. Oh, I'm okay. I just figured I'd make a quick comment. I'm glad that she got out, and I'm glad that she gave the glory to God, because that's important. And if she got out and she hadn't did that, then there would be some questions about how sincere she is. But it's obvious that she really, truly believes in what she believes in. And now I think she needs to be left alone. And I think she should get to keep the job, because she took the job, she was not, obligated to give out licenses, because there was no. They weren't doing that then, so I think she should get to keep her job. But, I actually watched a video today where two men went into the office where she works at, and they were asking for a marriage license. And when she said, "We're not giving marriage licenses," they basically called her a bigot. Not using those exact words, but basically that, they were calling her a bigot. And when she said, "We're not giving out any marriage licenses today," they still continued to say she was discriminating and basically call her a bigot. And you could hear people in the background shouting, "Obey the law." And when she saw that you couldn't get through to them, because you can't with the liberal people, you can't get through to them no matter what, she walked away. And then they're all like, "Oh, look at it. All she does is walk away." Basically mocking her.
And that's true. You're right. There's no common sense. Even if you bring, I'm not saying the liberals are 100% wrong, but just like we saw this morning on the television set, when they brought the question up about the Muslims, why should they get religious exemption, these people in jail, and not this woman, Kim Davis? And the liberal could not answer the question. He started yelling and screaming and stomping his feet and twisting the subject all around. Blah, 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 blah. Like queers do and like liberals do, just like over the gun debate. Can you explain to me why, where there are more guns, there is less crime? And when there is gun-free zones, there is more crime, like in the city of Chicago. Can you explain it? They go on and they give some hypocritical nonsense response that is entertaining for the media, but is frustrating to people like you and I. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick of these liberals. And we, the people who are, like Mike said, out in Wisconsin, we need more people like Kim Davis, and we need more people like John at Wallingford, the younger generation. We need to wake up, stand up, and I'm not saying go out and beat up the guy who's gay next door. No. Do not advocate violence whatsoever. Violence will get you nowhere. Violence is the last resort. Violence is only used for self-defense. When, just like the founding fathers, when the shot was heard around the world, when the British shot innocent people standing there, standing up for their rights. That's the only time violence should be used. Never, never should violence be used as an offensive weapon, because even if these people won't listen, and trust me, even though I'm talking about it, I'd love to smack the hell out of some of these people, but I will not, because it's wrong, okay, and I don't advocate it. However, what I'm trying to say is that we need to all stand up and resist sacrifice, like these pastors in these churches. They're driving around in the church in their brand new pickup trucks and the Cadillacs, and, well, like Joel Holstein, he's the biggest full of crap preacher out there today. If you see him on TV, turn him off, please. I'm asking all my people out there listening tonight, turn him off. He is full of baloney like there's no end tomorrow. okay? He has $3-5 million houses. He's got 12 Rolls Royces, Mercedes Benzes. I mean, this guy is the biggest crock of baloney, using the Bible to purport money like there's no tomorrow. He is someone you should not listen to. But back to what I was trying to say. We all need to stand up, like Mike said out in Wisconsin. We've got to stand against evil, okay? We've got to stand against it. We have to stand up together, and we've got to do the right thing. Because, hey, listen, I'm not perfect. John's not perfect in Wallingford, Connecticut. Bridget's not perfect. Mike's not perfect. Joe in Sebastian, Florida, he's not perfect. Joe in Meriden, all these people that call in, we're not perfect. And we don't ever claim to be perfect, but we are talking about perfect solutions. If we would just try to apply them to our everyday lives. And there's something else I wanted to play real quick here for everyone to listen. I downloaded this the other night, and these are what liberals do. And this is a perfect example. It's only 5 minutes long, so go ahead and listen to it. And it's very interesting, and you'll get the point I'm trying to make here if you listen to this.
Mark Dice here at the beach with a petition asking people to ban the Bible from Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble bookstores to see if these liberal, fascist, anti-First Amendment scum will agree to pulling the Bible from these stores. Excuse me. We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull the Bible. There's a lot of hate speech in there, and we're trying to gather the signatures to get them to just remove it from the listing. So to support that, just need you to print birth date signature. We're submitting it to Amazon.com and to Barnes & Noble just to have them remove the Bible from the listing, just to stop hate speech. These Christians don't need to be buying that kind of material these days. Wouldn't you agree?
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, we're just going to get Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com just to stop selling that kind of material. I mean, I guess you could still, if you own one, you could still keep it, I guess. We just don't want any new ones being sold.
All right.
Thank you for supporting that. To stop with the hate speech and the homophobia, but we need a few more signatures just to make sure that we can ban the Bible from being sold anymore. People don't need to be buying that kind of book these days, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not sure where these people get this idea that they think they have the right to buy that kind of material, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for supporting that. Appreciate that. Help us fight homophobia, trying to stop with the anti-homosexual hate speech. We're just trying to get Amazon.com.
Who's doing that?
Well, the Christians in their Bible.
I'll sign it right now.
We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull all sales of the Bible. Just print your name there. Print birth date signature to support Amazon.com pulling the Bible. These people don't need to be purchasing that kind of material these days, wouldn't you agree?
They want it, they can go get it somewhere
else. Somewhere else.
Right.
Not from Amazon. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, you got it right there.
But we need a few more signatures to help make sure that happens.
Yeah.
A lot of people want the Bible delisted from Amazon.com and taken away from the shelves in Barnes & Noble and other bookstores, but we still needed a few more signatures to show the American people are on board with that. Wouldn't you agree? It's time to get rid of that kind of material.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Thank you for supporting that. Appreciate that. Trying to get Amazon.com to stop selling homophobic material like the Bible and other things, but need a few more signatures to make sure that they delist that and signature there. Wouldn't you agree it's time the Bible stop being sold around these outlets? Thank you for supporting that.
No problem.
This petition will help to remove the Bible from Amazon.com's listing to help fight for the New World Order, just to help fight for freedom. Want to help us out here? It's about time we do to take these radical measures like this for the New World Order to help move America forward, delisting the Bible from Amazon and Barnes & Noble bookshelves, too. We're going to get it pulled from there. Thank you for supporting that. Thank you so much. Us fight hate speech. We're trying to get Amazon.com to ban the sales of the Bible just to help stop the hate speech.
No worries.
Well, I'm not sure why these people think they have a right to buy that kind of material these days. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
You know what I'm finding interesting is that the people who don't want to sign it are being way too nice about it. No, no, thank you, not
That's
today.
Right.
They have absolutely no spine. And this is why Christians are getting crushed and have been targeted for termination, because they don't have the spine to stand up for their rights or for their beliefs. You know, we don't need that kind of material being sold on Amazon or in stores, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you can buy it anywhere else.
Somewhere else. Thank you for supporting that ban. We're going to try to get it removed as soon as possible. Thank you. We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull the Bible to stop selling. Well,
what's wrong with that?
You know, a lot of the homosexuals are offended by it, and we just feel that it's maybe time to pull it from Barnes & Noble.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am kidding you, actually. We're doing
silly.
A hidden camera prank.
Yeah, right.
No, we are. Look over here. Check it out.
No, stop.
No, there.
Stop. You're out here trying to get that stuff. That's crap.
No, we're demonstrating how the people will support that.
Yeah, well, it's a bunch of crap.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you what we're doing. It's a First Amendment issue. We're showing how people will violate the First Amendment of the Christians because they're so biased and hateful towards Christians. That's why I told you we're doing a hidden camera prank over here. You're absolutely right. I'm pretending to be a radical liberal to see if they'll sign it. And they are. Let's ban that. Let's get that delisted. We're just showing how the liberals are so hypocritical that they'll want to take away the First Amendment of the Christians. So it is ridiculous.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's the kind of reaction I've been expecting.
Great.
You know, thank you for being a normal American.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
And that's right. You see somebody at the end there, and that's what he was talking about. And that's what every American, how they used to, they would have reacted 20 years ago. But today it's like, yeah, you're damn right. These Christians. And hey, look, if you don't believe me or believe what I just played to you, go on YouTube and look at one of these Christian biblical stories, or go on one of these Google sites and look at the comments underneath the stories, or even on Facebook. And you'll talk about these Christians and their fanatical beliefs. Holy roly. A bunch of fakers, blah, 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 blah. These Christians are full of nonsense. You know, they hate us. They hate us. These liberals are gaining ground so fast. Now, let me tell you something. Even if you don't believe in the Bible, if you speak boo against these queers or this perverted lifestyle that they live, or even if you disagree with your neighbor or your friends on certain liberal beliefs, or like, for instance, vaccinations. Let me tell you something. You're in big trouble. You're going to be shunned. You're going to be shunned. You may even be arrested, like Kim Davis in Kentucky. What do you think about that? You want to sit in jail for the weekend? How many of you have sat in a jail cell for 2 or 3 days? Okay? Let me tell you something. I have, and it's not very fun. Okay? Like I told you before, you want to know what it is like sitting in a jail cell? Go sit in your bathroom, shut the door, lock it, and pretend you're going to sit there for an hour. And then pretend you're going to sit there for 8 hours. And then pretend you're going to sleep in there for the night. And then pretend, when you wake up in the morning, someone's going to bring you breakfast, and you're going to have to eat it in the bathroom. Okay? And then when you're done, guess what? You're still in your bathroom. And then it's lunchtime. Someone's going to bring you some more dog crap. That's about what they feed you. Okay? They don't feed you steak, eggs and steak in the morning. They don't feed you prime rib at night, okay, like the TV wants you to believe. They're going to feed you a bunch of crap, okay? Bunch of nonsense.
Hey, Joe.
All right. Hello. Is somebody else trying to get in here? I think somebody was. I'm sorry if I cut you off. Is this Meriden that's trying to get on?
Yeah, that's me. This is Joe.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just had a comment about what you were talking. You're saying that you don't get steaks or real potatoes in jail?
No, you get pretty much, you will get 2 hard-boiled eggs in the morning with a bowl of grits that's so hard and tough that it tastes like mud, but other, and a little tiny little Dixie cup of juice, But other than that, that's all you get.
You know, that's strange because I think it was the Cheshire prison here in Connecticut. I saw the invoices from the kitchen receiving hundreds of pounds of ribeye steak. I wonder where that's going then.
That's going to well, I could tell you right now where that's going. That's going to the parties for the correctional officers, the prison. Well, I don't like to call them correctional officers because that's what they want to be called. I like to call them prison guards because that's what they are. They're prison guards, okay? They're scum in uniform, and their uniforms stink, okay? And I would say about 80% of them are corrupt, and I know it firsthand. Buy a copy of my book, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett, and it'll give you a firsthand story of what I lived and what I saw. And by the way, there's actual documented, signed by the actual prison guards, incident reports for proof to back up what I'm talking about and what I'm saying in that book. So it's not just what I'm talking about. There's actual proof in that book. It's called Behind the Walls. All you got to do is look it up on Amazon.com, and you will find a copy of that book. Hey, listen, if you don't have the money to buy it, I'll send you one for free. Just email me, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com, and I will mail you a copy of that book for free. I have over 400 copies on hand, and I'm willing to give them out to anyone who's willing to read it. I'm not going to give it to someone who's going to throw it away. If you want to read it, I'll give it to you for free. But, yeah, Joe, you're absolutely right. That's what those invoices state, and that's what that food is for their correctional officer. Well, I said it again. Their prison guard picnics on the weekends, like Memorial Day, Labor Day. You see, they have all these big get-togethers at the prison, and they eat all this food in front of the inmates. So the inmates become angry because they want you to riot. They want you to burn the prison down. You know, because that spells overtime for them, and it spells lots of money for them, you know, and they like that. So that's what they want. Like in the Carl Robinson riot that I was in 1994, where they burnt down the entire prison, and over 17 inmates were killed. They only said 3 died, but 17 died, because I counted 5 bodies right before my very eyes. Okay, I watched them get beat down to a bloody pulp. Into a pile of, well, you don't want to know, trust me. But I watched 5 people die before my very eyes in a dormitory-style prison where they crammed 300 people at a time into a 60-bed unit into a dorm where you had to sleep on the floor, okay? And like I said, you were fed dog food. And what do people do when they are treated like that? And hey, listen, we all know a lot of people do belong in prison. You know, you rape my daughter, you better damn well believe if I don't kill you, you better be in prison for the rest of your life. You're right. But
yeah, but you know what's wrong with that? Like you said, they got everybody sleeping on the floor, so they don't have any room to put that guy in there.
Well, that's right.
Because the people that were pushing their lawnmower with the stinky exhaust are taking up a few of the beds.
Well, that's right, and people like Kim Davis. And
that's what I'm saying,
Yeah. They're taking up the beds, but the guy who rapes your daughter, who murders your grandmother, robs her for $20 out of her pocketbook, you know, they're running around free out on bail. You know, you see, they don't get the bed, you know, and that's the game of the prison system because they know people who are like Kim Davis. Guess what? They equal money because they're a quick turnover. They're in, they're out. They're in, they're out. They're in, they're out. It's a revolving door. You know, these people that are lifers who go in there for murder, guess what? They're in, and they're in, and they're never getting out. You see? And you say, well, what do you mean? Well, hang on. Let me tell you something. You got lawyers involved here. You got bondsmen. You got judges. You got prosecutors. You got the sheriffs transporting the inmates to and from court every day. So these people that are in, out, that spells money for the system. The people that are in there forever, they're in and they're not going anywhere. There's no money there for them. Okay? They're just taking up bed space. So that's the game, folks. Like I said, pick up a copy of my book, and I do talk about that, and I'll tell you how it works. And I do tell you how it works in my book, because that's what it spells. The laundry department, the factory departments, the kitchen departments, how they black blackmailed me into working for them against my fellow inmates, or they would have killed me because there was no place to run. Okay, and they did almost kill me twice, by the way. I did survive two murder attempts. One time they almost cut my head off my shoulders, 16 staples to keep it on my shoulders, okay? And the second time a knife plunged into my chest, almost out my back, all right? So, and that was the parole department. They're just as corrupt. We know that, and I'm sure you know about that too, Joe and Meriden. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah, they're liars, they're cheats, and they're scumbags. And those of you who know anything about the criminal judiciary system, I would like to do a show on that one night. I would like people who have been involved in the criminal justice system or who know about the criminal justice system to be a guest on this show and to be on a panel so where we could take questions from people and learn the truth and not just my side of the story. And I always invite everyone, hey, you got something, you got a story to share, you want to talk about something, hey, call into the show. I'm giving you a shot. Hey, it's on my dollar. I'm the one paying for this bandwidth, not you. So take advantage of it, because these shows are archived forever. But anyway,
let me get this straight for a second. So what you're going to do here is you're going to take these people that don't have any money, that don't want to work, that are either drug addicts or alcoholics, and we'll put them on welfare or food stamps. And then when the time comes for them to get their money out of their bank account, we'll refuse it for some reason so that they can't access the money, so that they can go out and hold up a convenience store here or something, so that they can take them down to jail so that we can get a bondsman so that we can let them back out so they can still have no money so they can go out and actually kill somebody else.
That's the game. That's the game.
That seems like a money-making opportunity to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're corrupt, and you're an evil person, and you've got lots of money, and you play, and you're in the game of politics, then you're right. Just become a lobbyist, you know, on Capitol Hill. Be a lobbyist in Hartford, Connecticut there, where you're at. You're in Connecticut. I could become one here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and that's a money-making game. But you know what? Not me. I don't want no part of it, because when this house of cards collapses, and we, the people, like Kim Davis and the people that stood up for her at the courthouse today or yesterday, whenever she was released, when we finally, I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm talking about, finally rise up with our toys and take back America, because when the popcorn starts, look out, you know? It's time to clean up the trash. And there's not going to be, please forgive me. No, because we don't want to hear it. You're going to be hung from the highest tree that we see if you're a traitor. And, it, you know, and I'm not trying to sound mean or cruel. You know what? America is a great place. You have a chance to be somebody if you really want to be. And the problem of it is that there's mean, corrupt people out there. And we'll get into that in other shows, and we have gotten into it in previous shows. These people who wear the suit and tie in these buildings who don't care about money, they print the money, and these doctors who are poisoning you, just like Mike out in Wisconsin who has a lot of health problems, and there's a lot of other people out there who are on prescription medication, there's elderly people out there, and what have you. You know, these doc, and then we go to the lawyers, the scumbag lawyers. And what did you say the other night? You can always tell when a lawyer's lying, his mouth is moving. You know?
It's true.
It's pretty damn sad to talk about somebody like that. You know, I don't want to be known like some, I don't want to be known as a person like that. I can always tell when you know, your mouth is moving. You know, I don't want to be known like that.
You know what's sadder than that?
What?
What do you call a busload of lawyers going over a cliff? A good start.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up because I think we covered everything tonight. It is getting late, and I appreciate the supporters that stay up. We had a full deck tonight. Nobody dropped off, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And we're going to be on tomorrow night. Okay, we're going to be on again tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. because that's the time everybody likes, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, tell a friend. Hey, you got a friend out there who's got a story to share or someone who's in trouble who wants their voice heard? Well, I'm giving you the platform. Call in. Don't be shy. I don't want to hear you're scared because you can remain anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. I am the only one that sees your phone number, and you can block it if you want to. All right? So tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m., thank you, everyone. I appreciate your participation tonight. And you know what? I got a lot of requests for that song. I know a lot of you don't like that type of music, but that song was pretty good where they talk about the Illuminati and Freemasons. So, you know, I really want to put that song on there again tonight. Unless there's someone new that wants to chip in tonight and press 1, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I'll put you on. Other than that, I'm going to start getting ready to wrap it up tonight. So this is your last chance. And those of you who haven't participated tonight, this is your last chance. Go ahead and participate. If not, we're going to wrap it up. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Okay, we'll see you.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed! We have one suspected in possession of illegal firearms.
All of the things that's wrong, would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth, or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole a vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? 9/11 motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do it dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
Oh.
records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?
You can't imagine how much money they spent trying to silence good people who put their lives on the line.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material competitions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn they're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically...
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things.